Mark O'Reilly mit Lighthouse auf Flux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Der irische Troubadour, der gestern noch im Vorprogramm von L'Opère zu sehen war, er spielt am morgigen Samstag schon wieder und zwar im Rahmen des Remy Demi Festivals im Glashaus an der Arena. Jetzt ist Mark bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über seine zweite in Germany ja verspätet veröffentlichte LP Human Hurdings. Wir finden heraus, wie weit er mit neuem Material ist. Wir sprechen über seine musikalische Sozialisation und seine ebenfalls sehr musikalische Familie. Wir reden auch nochmal über die Shows mit L'Opère und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es hier nochmal Hello and welcome to Flux FM, Mark.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem, my man. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm a bit tired.
Okay. That's okay though. You have a day off, right?
We have a day off. We had too much fun last night, but
yes. I mean, and that's it's totally allowed to have much fun when you're having a day off the next day. You can, because when you're on tour, especially as a singer, right, you have to stay disciplined a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't party every night. Because your voice is going to be gone and everyone's going to be disappointed crying in the audience. That's not what you want.
No, definitely not.
So you've toured with L'Opère for a little while now.
Yeah,
how did that come up?
It was great. We did 8 shows together. And how it came about was because we were both signed to Virgin Records in Germany. So he was releasing his new LP and Virgin were putting out Human Hurdings, so it was a good fit.
Cool.
So yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
He's
right?
such a nice guy. Rob was great. You know, he's great crack.
And he's not your typical rock star kind of person.
He's so normal and down to earth and just likes the crack.
It's great. And he has this energy as soon as he enters stage. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah, he's
actually
brilliant. Yeah. Yeah, he's a great guy.
He performed one song here yesterday, and we were talking just like normal people do. And as soon as he started performing, it was like an outburst of energy.
Yeah,
it was really crazy.
Yeah. We were actually driving into Berlin yesterday, and he was on. We had Flux FM on van, and we took a video of us all singing along to
that's nice. See. Yeah. So we're promoting each other now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Exactly.
So I was playing at Lido last night with L'Opère.
It was awesome. Yeah, it's a really cool venue.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
in Berlin.
we all said it. We all came off stage and we're like, wow, this is a really, really nice stage, really cool venue, really nice PA system.
Yes.
Engineer was great. Yeah, it was really cool.
It used to be a theater and a cinema. That's
was
why
it?
The acoustics are so great in there.
Okay.
It's basically a stage on which the loudest and the quietest band can play.
It's an awesome stage. Yeah, really, really cool venue.
Yeah. Now we've just listened to Lighthouse, a song off of your record Human Hurdings. That's been out in Germany for just a few weeks, but it's actually been released in 2014 for the first time in Ireland. How hard or easy was it for you to re-release an album that's been out for a while now? Because I've often heard that a musician puts out an album and he or she thinks it's great. I've done everything I can. And then like 2 months in, he'd be like, oh, there's this one guitar solo or this one little detail that I would change right now. Was it hard for you to...
No, to be honest, I mean, you know, the way with albums and recordings, you have to realize that they're literally a snapshot of where you were at that time.
Yeah.
And I think you just gotta let it live, you know. And although I think it's really nice then when you do a recording and then you start touring it and then it starts evolving a little bit on the live setting. And I think that's important for the audience to get, you know, they have the LP and they know what it sounds like, but you want to give them something more at the live show. So if it starts evolving in the live gigs, it's nice to give that to the audience, and it keeps it interesting for us on stage and it keeps it interesting for them listening, I hope.
Yeah, I really think that this is the right way to do it, not to be like Coldplay or something, to kind of try to recreate the album.
No, I think you have to. I don't like the idea of.
I don't like Coldplay. That's what you want to say.
I call them Snowplay because of Snow Patrol, Coldplay. I think it's important to, for me anyway, I think it's good to spend a good chunk of time doing the writing and then trying to record it in a short space of time.
Yeah.
Because if you start analyzing it too much, then That's when you start running into trouble, you know?
Yeah, that's totally true. So, as the album had been out for a while now, and since 2014, how far are you with new material? You must have already composed a third LP, kind of.
Yeah, so basically, we have 3 shows left on this tour, and then I get home to Ireland, and then 10 days after I get home, straight into the studio.
See, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I hope so.
So you're going to take the guys who are on tour with you into the studio?
Yeah, big time. So I'd probably spend the first 5 days on my own, laying down everything, laying down the guide tracks, etc., and then get the guys in, and hopefully, hopefully we'll have album number 3.
Yeah, that sounds so good. And then you're gonna be able to kind of like give the German fans album number 3 a bit earlier. They won't have to wait for 2 more years.
No, hopefully not. Hopefully not, isn't it?
I think that's manageable. Now let's listen to another song of your new record, Human Hurdings, or the newer record, and then we'll listen to a live performance of yours because you've brought your beautiful Martin guitar with you.
Thank you,
and then we'll be able to give away some tickets for tomorrow night's show. Marco Reilly hier nochmal mit Bleed auf Lux FM. Gleich haben wir eine kleine Live Performance noch von Marc und dann verlosen wir noch Tickets für die Show am morgigen Abend. Marc O'Reilly, Bleed. Marc O'Reilly mit Bleed auf Lux FM. I love the way the piano sounds in that song.
Thank you, my brother.
Written in the back, played softly. Killing me softly with a piano sound. Your family actually seems to be a very inspiring crew, kind of. Your father was a folk musician.
Yeah, he still is.
Still
he
is?
He's 71 and still playing gigs, playing the drums.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He was playing last night in Cork City, actually.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's interesting. And you have this musical project called R with your brother Pierre.
I do, yeah.
And he helped you with some arrangements on your records as well.
He did indeed, yes.
Because he studied music as well, I think.
He studied music formerly in Cork, in the School of Music in Cork, and then he did his master's in the Royal College of Music in London.
Oh, wow.
Film composition, yeah. So,
so do you guys kind of like help each other?
He's the talented one.
he's the one yeah. with the papers to say
yes,
that he's talented.
Maestro.
But it seems as if you all are kind of...
I play the poor man's music. He plays the rich man's music.
But maybe he's going to open up a few doors for you to happen in film and television series a bit more. Because your music would totally fit into so many TV series that we all love right now.
That'd be great. Yeah.
So do you guys check on each other's music as soon as you finish something? I mean, with R, it's obvious that you and your brother Pierre, you're working on that together. So it's obvious that you're checking on yourself. But do you sometimes play music to your father before you finish the recording or something?
Sometimes I do. And it's amazing. Myself and my brother Pierre would still say that still to this day, even though we're grown men, like our parents' opinion is really, really important to us, you know? So if they really like it, then great. And if the reaction isn't great, then it's probably crap. So, it's important. Yeah. It's important to get the nod from the parents.
Yeah, and it must have been so inspiring to live in a household where music is played all the time and where instruments are played all the time.
It was great because my dad plays the drums and my uncle plays the guitar in that band, and he's an amazing songwriter and has been a huge influence on me. And so every family get together was just music.
Oh, cool.
It was great.
Cool. Let's listen to a few bars of R.
Okay.
Bubblegum Geisha heißt das Stückchen hier. Das ist das Projekt, das Marc O'Reilly mit seinem Bruder Pierre ins Leben gerufen hat. R heißt das Projekt. Also im Prinzip nur der Buchstabe R. Und der Track heißt Bubblegum Geisha, den kann man sich auf YouTube angucken. Zusammen mit seinem Bruder Pierre hat Marc O'Reilly, der ja sonst eher so folkig unterwegs ist, dieses Projekt ins Leben gerufen. That's a totally different animal that we've listened to right now. It's great though. I love it.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
You have to send us some stuff so we can play R in the near future on Flux FM. So what can people expect from tomorrow's show? You have a few guys with you.
I
thought that you were on your own this time for the Lopez part of the tour, but you've brought your band.
No. I brought the band for the whole tour. So I have Peter Byrne on drums and Michael O'Connell on bass. And hopefully what people should expect is hopefully good music.
Have you actually heard Cat Frankie or some of the other bands who are playing there tomorrow? Well,
there's another Irish band called Raglans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I know them.
Okay, cool.
Really good band, yeah. And I don't know. I'm actually looking forward to seeing the lineup, you know.
Yeah, so. Cat Frankie is great. You're yeah, I love her. Okay, yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah. So now that you've brought your beautiful Martin guitar with you, let's listen to one of your older songs. It's a song from the debut album, My Friend Mark's. Which song are we going to be listening to?
A song called Get Back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark O'Reilly live off Flux FM at Get Back.
You won't be my lover. You won't be my lover. My head's still in her. Start you. Come on, bring her back. Come on, bring her back. Into mercy with no guarantees. Come on, bring it back. Come on, bring it back.
I was this close to going like, ah! Because it was so heavy metalish. I love the part of the song where it went heavy metalish. Thank you, Mark O'Reilly.
Thank you so much.
Live auf Flux FM mit einem Song, der an Tempo ein bisschen zugenommen hat. Hinten raus. It speeded up a little bit, that song. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mark O'Reilly wird morgen im Rahmen des Remi Demi Festivals auftreten. Da Milliarden noch auf der Bühne. Finns, die Newman und so weiter und so fort. Cat Frankie ist Headlinerin. Und wer da noch hingehen möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, der kann jetzt ganz schnell anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wir haben ein Ticketpärchen noch übrig, das wir verlosen dürfen hier an dieser Stelle. Morgen im Glashaus an der Arena. Das Remi Demi Festival. wie gesagt, mit Milliarden, mit Fins, mit Mark O'Reilly, Newman, Cat Frankie und hast du nicht gesehen. Unbedingt da vorbeigehen. Das wird toll. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Mark O'Reilly, thanks a lot for visiting us.
Thank you so much for having
Please
me.
Please send us some R material. We want to play that stuff.
Thank you so much.
And I hope I'll see you again soon. You know where we live right now?
Yeah, stop by. Hopefully you'll be back to promote the new album.
Yeah, yeah, cool, cool, cool. So thanks a lot for visiting.
Thank you so much.
And have a great day off. Bye-bye.